Moving my head.
Yeah.
I'm laying it off.
Love that too.
I'm pronating.
When you're not supinating.
I'm clearing too early. I'm clearing too late. My God, my swing feels like an unfolding lawn chair. I look like a fool.
What the hell do you think you look like shooting them chili peppers up Lee Jansen's ass?
Well, we're waiting.
All right, golf fans, welcome back to another two-man scramble podcast, a part of the Fairways and Dreams podcast, a part of the Golfer Gang Network. Every Tuesday, I have a guest on and we talk all things golf. And in this case, I've got someone on that's going to be talking about something I have no idea what it is, because this isn't a golf club. This isn't anything like equipment related. This is all about a new product. But before we get into that, I want to welcome Ethan Andrews to the show. Ethan, how are you?
Good. How are you, Jeff?
I'm hanging in there and I'm excited to talk with you because you all have a new app called the Par 4 app coming out. We'll get to that. But I have to ask you, like I ask all of my guests, what is your history with the game of golf? We all start in different stages at different eras. What is your history with the game of golf?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started I started golf when I was 12 years old. I'm 31 now. I was homeschooled pretty much majority of my life to play golf. I played in a lot of USGA tournaments. My parents moved into a golf course neighborhood called Bradshaw Farms up in Atlanta, Georgia. I was living and breathing golf. Every morning I'd wake up, I'd take my clubs, I'd put them on my back, and I walked to the 6th tee, which is what we lived on. And I literally just walk and play until I saw players actually out there playing. That was my life, and played competitively for quite some time. And unfortunately, I got so burnt out. I kind of felt like it was more of like my parents' dream than my dream. And I regret every decision of that. So that's why I'm now building technology for golf.
That's really interesting. And trust me, we're going to get to your app in plenty of time. I love people's stories. And I love people that have this different, sometimes sordid past with the game of golf. When did you get burnout? At what age? Because you started at a young age. We homeschool all five of our kids, not for very golf cool purposes, but still, they do golf with me a lot. But when did you get burnout from the game?
Yeah, I think I got burnt out going into, 16, 17 years old when it started getting, number one, really competitive. And yep, at that age, I think our mind as teenagers are really like, hey, I want friends. I want to go out on Fridays. I want to, do other than kind of what life was given to right you gracefully, which was golf in my hand. I mean, my parents did everything for me. They bought me new clubs. Like I said, moved into a golf course neighborhood for me to play. And it's definitely something where you look back on and you're just like, damn, missed opportunity in a lot of cases. Actually really cool. My stepbrother is on the PGA Tour. Wow. His name is Anders Albertsen. He me and him competed back in the day as well. Well, we were literally competing against each other. And so watching, someone like that go to tour and me go into tech, but also still love the game of golf. I play right now about 3 or 4 times a week. I just hit a handicap of 9, so I'm getting back to my scratch era of golf, which is awesome. I'm a member over here in Orlando, Florida at Four Seasons. Tranquilo is called our track name. So beautiful, beautiful track, beautiful course. And I have friends that are out at Bay Hill and Isleworth and some other cool places. So just got done actually at Bay Hill this weekend took a bunch of friends out there, and we wouldn't, it's cool. Life is revolved around golf now. And I wish I could have said that back in the day when I did get burned out, but I think it's all for a reason, right? Everything happens for a reason. So
like the Grateful Dead said, what a long, strange trip it's been, but it's sometimes you have to go through those experiences to get where you are right now. And so golf has led you here, and let's talk about your app, the Par 4 app.
Yeah.
So the way that I found out about this app, you found a reel that I put out there in my last podcast on the Fairways and Dreams podcast last Thursday. I talked about, YouTube golf. Is that the future of the game of golf? Because their numbers are just astronomical as it pertains to viewership. These very unique and individual characters and cast of characters that are putting themselves out there in ways that the PGA Tour and even LIV Golf don't even want to touch. And you chimed in and said, well, we're trying something new. And I would love to hear you explain what the Par 4 app is and a little bit about your tech background that you mentioned that got you to this point.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll start a little bit about my tech background. So I've worked at Apple. I started working at Apple at 17 years old. I taught myself, a lot of front end development by trade. I'm a UX designer, so user experience designer. I focus on problem solving through design, right? Making something not just look beautiful, but actually truly working well for the user by the user, right? So, I've worked for Apple. I've contracted at Google. I helped build the Home Depot mobile app as well. And then I've worked for startups over the last, probably 10 plus years. I've worked for just startups, small startups, anywhere between 3 employees all the way to, 100 employees. And then of course, bigger companies. So always had a love for passion and tech in the industry of what technology can actually better people's lives instead of replace people's lives. And that's how I view it. So it was really cool. My little brother, his name is Ian Andrews. He plays golf as well. He lives in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And it was a couple weeks ago. I mean, that's the cool thing about Par 4. We've literally been live for 4 weeks, incorporated in the last 2 weeks, and our traction has just immensely grown, which is super cool and a blessing at the same time. So he was in Chattanooga, I was here in Orlando, Florida, 68 degrees here, 9 degrees in Chattanooga. And he texts me, he's at work, he's a pediatric nurse, and he's like, man, I really just want to watch golf. I really want to play golf, but I can't. So I want to watch someone play golf. He's watched all the YouTube videos. He's like, I want something new. I want something refreshing, right? Something more of my level, my speed. He goes, can you stream? And I was like, can I stream? What do you mean, can I stream? Can I put something up and you literally watch me play golf for 18 holes? Is that what you're asking? And he's like, yeah, like have it in the background to be able to communicate with you on beautiful shots you have, or even, heckle you from afar. It's like, how could I do that? And so with my background in apps, I literally went back home. I started researching, 3 days later, I bought par4.com and, started building the brand. I built the logo, the brand, everything is all inside, inside house, which is awesome. And then we started on the concept, and the best way to describe Par 4 is Twitch for golf, right? So you have Twitch where I can go and watch people play video games. I can I can subscribe, I can donate. And these guys have full on rigs, right? They have full on PC rigs. They have software in the background, all this stuff where they can't really go mobile with this. And a lot of the Twitch golf streamers are now becoming golfers. So Nadeshot, Symphony, all these Call of Duty guys, all these guys who've been in the pro scene for a long time, they literally are doing streams of Nadeshot just did a hole-in-one stream a couple months ago, where literally they just sat there, they partnered with AT&T, did a massive broadcast, and they literally just tried to sit there and get hole-in-ones for hours on a real par 3 golf course, not a simulator like 4Play, or Barstool did, but a real golf course. And it got insane amount of viewers. People were donating money. People were subscribing to him, making thousands of dollars as he's trying to sit here, just get a hole-in-one on a golf course. Right. And so how do you take that concept? How do you make it more friendly? How do you make it more diverse to any type of player, whether you're just starting or you're LIV, or LIV or PGA, right? And I think that's what we're trying to do, is expand golf to anybody, which golf has blown up. It really doesn't need our help doing that. But how do we find people to find like-minded golfers to watch? So with literally your phone, you can hook it up to a tripod and set it on the tee box and start streaming, and literally start streaming your entire 19 holes, or if you're on the driving range, or if you're in a simulator, or heck, even doing a podcast about golf, you could do a live stream of that on Par 4. So that is the idea of Par 4, is golf for everyone live.
So you're saying, so let's say that I am I'm a part of par four, which I'm not. I'm just trying to get a feel for what this is. So, and I'm a walker because I do like to walk. I'm a hoofer. Yep. And I have, so you're saying I have to carry a tripod or some way of setting up my phone every single time I hit a shot so people can watch, correct?
So we're partnering with a company called iRange. You've probably seen them or heard of them. Our goal, we actually been testing their products for the last couple of weeks now. They have products where someone like you who loves to walk, there's an attachment for your bag where the camera can sit there as you're walking. You can talk to your stream, right? You take out the iRange, you throw it on, you put your phone up, and you just kind of go back and forth, which takes no amount of time to do, right? It's almost like popping up in a beer can or smoking a cigar on a golf course takes you as long as that to get your tripod out for iRange, throw it on, and you literally, there is no other extra, accessories needed. Now, if you want a better microphone, right, we'll, kind of encourage our streamers to go and get an adaptable microphone for your iPhone, but that's it. Everything else is taken care of by literally using a MagSafe backed iPhone or Android, putting it on the iRange, tripod, throwing it in the ground, shoot your shot, put it right back in your bag, take your phone, put it on the cart pusher, and now you're able to talk while you're walking to your next shot, right? So you're interacting with your streamers from literally shot to walk, and even making the turn and getting a hot dog. So it literally all throughout the entire experience of 18 holes.
So what would you say to someone who's like my father, who's 69 years old and is not a tech guy? I had to show him how to listen to my podcast in the first place, but he listens. He's listening to this and is saying in the fairway, oh my gosh, what are they doing? Hurry up. Like, cause they only worry about playing at a pace. Like they play at a pace. What do you say to those people? Like when you're trying to promote this and you're going to get a younger generation, that's who this is targeting. I know your target 100%. Audience is probably what, 25 to 35 years old at this point. Yep. And you're trying to get them involved. And we'll talk about the benefits of the program and the app here in a second. But what would you say to the older, we'll call him the grumpy old man shaking his fist at clouds, who thinks this is just the dumbest thing ever?
Yeah. So crazy enough, we actually had an interaction at Bay Hill where it turned into the concept of starting to talk about that, right? We were we met a lot of awesome people at Bay Hill. We had actually one of our investors, Rod, invite us out and gave us some awesome passes, and we got to meet some really cool people. And one of those people were, an older generational guy, right? I mean, he plays golf every day, all day, and he's retired. And so that was one of his questions was, how the hell are you going to make my golf game slower? Why would you do that to me? Right. Yeah. And I said, well, sir, it's really the idea of, hey, how can I get someone who is a content creator, who knows that time is not on their side, especially from an etiquette standpoint. And honestly, that's why we teamed up with iRange, because iRange is really keeping the etiquette with inside of being able to throw down a tripod, put your phone on there and film it and pick up and go, right? And I said, sir, how long does it take you to cut and light a cigar? And he told me, he's like, well, a couple of minutes at most. I go, by the time that content creator, or that streamer is shooting two shots, I guarantee you he'll have his tripod picked up and put back in his bag before you can light and cut your cigar. And he goes, all right, fair enough. And and it was a cool kind of concept where, like, the things that they do on a golf course is just the equivalent of what someone at a younger age would do streaming their streams, right? Or creating their content. And so, in our app, we will be producing a really etiquette of rules as someone streams, right? Before someone comes up to stream, a nice display UI will come up and say, hey, please keep in consideration for the etiquette and the movement of golf, because that is very important to us. And that's why we wanted to partner with someone like iRange, who I'm not sitting there setting up a full-on tripod and putting my camera
When you said tripod, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's going to be people posting up three-legged tripods in the middle of the fairway. Someone's going to get killed. Like, they're either going to get hit into, or there's going to be a fist fight in the fairway. So that's good to know.
And we're really trying to keep the etiquette, because, like myself, and I'll show you real quick. We have, by trade, I'm also a videographer. So I have a full-on rig with a full-on tripod and the camera that has all of its bells and whistles. So let's say someone, you do have a content creator like Nade Shot or someone of that nature who already has a cameraman who are good, right?
For sure. You know,
Grant Horvat, he has two or three camera guys out there. So someone says, great, I'm going to have to hire another camera guy. And it's like, no, we're actually talking to iRange about creating a little piece that goes right here on the camera that holds your phone. And so now they can stream and create content at the same time, which is very powerful, right? Because as content creators, we don't want to create more work for ourselves. We're wanting to create content. And then after every live stream that you do on Par 4, it actually downloads to your phone. So you can take that content and split it up and cut up for social media as well.
That's cool. So is this something that anyone's going to be able to sign up for? I know you have some very, you've got a lot of, we'll say that influencers that have a large following are people who have signed up so far.
Yep.
Is this something that's just going to start off with them as you get it off the ground and then anyone else can sign up? Or is this going to be, you know, what is the plan as it pertains to that?
Yeah. So day one, anybody will be able to sign up. That's the cool thing. We are reaching out to larger influencers to show, you know, how powerful this application can be, not for them, but for anyone to stream, right? The barrier of entry for Par 4 is we've done a lot of research to keep that really, really, really easy and level, right? Everyone has a phone. Everyone can technically stream. That is the number one start of barrier to entry is, okay, how do I stream this? I.e. phone. The next barrier of entry, if you want to upgrade your streaming, you know, portion of inside of Par 4 is, get a tripod like iRange, or get a extra, you know, piece of accessory for being able to hear that voice really clearly. We found some on Amazon that we've been testing out, $20, a transmitter plugs into the bottom of your iPhone, USB-C, you put it on your hat or you put it on your shirt. And I walked, probably about 100 feet away, and you could hear us clearly. So we've been beta testing the app to make sure that, you know, the biggest part of our app is technology, right? Being able for that stream to be powered anywhere, whether you're on a remote, you know, golf course, and we're trying to figure out how that's going to work because we use cellular data to be able to position that. But at the end of the day, it's like I can literally watch someone play golf at St. Andrews at any time of the day. You know, from the United States or Pinehurst or Bay Hill, or, you know, all these players get to watch. And then I get to watch the guys who are jokingly, let's call them the shotgunners. They're shotgunning a beer, blindfolding themselves and seeing how far they can hit the ball. Right. What kind of content do people want to see? And that's what we're going to try to figure out. But to answer your question long-windedly, yes, the app will be open for anybody and everybody, and these influencers and content creators will help us get that large stream of users to interact from day one.
Do you have a launch date? Is it already live? When can people look for it?
Yeah, so right now we're focusing on creating a beta. We're making sure that the technology, like I said, is perfect, right? So we're building everything from a back-end perspective to make sure that we can handle 10, 20, 30,000 viewers on one content creator. We've been talking to content creators that have a million plus followers, right? And so for them to be able to tweet out or post on Instagram, we want to be able to make sure we can handle that. So we're working on completing our beta within the next 1 to 2 weeks. And then the goal is after beta, probably test that for about another 1 to 2 weeks. I would say, you know, we're looking at middle of April to do a full on launch for this. And the idea too, is that not only can you live stream, if you actually go on par4.com, you can go down to the bottom. You can actually see one of the screenshots of our UI that we're trying to produce, which is I can actually watch a live stream and follow you along on the course that you're playing on. So I can see where your shots are going, what the weather is. I can keep track of your score live. So it's a mixture between how we like to say, another app that keeps count of your strokes all the way down to live streaming, and you can do that simultaneously. So that's what sets us apart from any other app on the market, right? Someone asked us at Bay Hill this weekend, why would I not go to YouTube and do YouTube Live? Why would I not go to Instagram or TikTok? And it's like, well, ask yourself that question. Do you think someone's going to TikTok or YouTube or Instagram to watch golf live? Sometimes if you're looking for a big content creator, But if you're just somebody in the, you know, wanting to take off your content creation, nothing like this exists where I can actually have a real live interaction with you on the golf course while following along with you and playing golf.
Yeah. Now, is it going to be a free app or is it going to be a pay app?
So it's going to be completely free. Inside the app, you will be able to actually subscribe to content creators. That's going to be how our content creators create revenue. We're doing a 70 to 30% split. So this is for, you know, this is a message for all content creators is we're paying out 70% and the product keeps 30% to keep its lights on. So that we are the largest, from what research we've done, we are the largest payout of any entity for a live streaming content creation application.
And so anyone could create revenue if, you know, they could have 200 followers on Instagram, but if they build this up, they could actually turn it into making some money.
Exactly. Absolutely. Okay. So, you know, and that's the cool thing about, you know, Par 4 is kind of like Twitch. You look at Ninja on Twitch, who is now the face of Fortnite, right? Blue haired. Everyone knows him. He's a household name. He started on Twitch with literally streaming to 6 people at the beginning. And now he's streaming to hundreds of thousands of people over across every platform that you could think of.
Right.
So it's the idea of who are you? What are you bringing to Par 4 is your content and your creation? And that's what's going to stand out as a content creator within Par 4. There's going to be people who, you know, love to do trick shots or paintings and just play golf and try to shoot left-handed, even though they're right-handed. So you're going to have a lot of cool content with inside of Par 4 that's golf-related and golf-centric.
Sure. All right. Now, I don't know if you've ever listened to any of my podcasts before, but every time I have a two-man scramble, we do a rapid-fire segment where I ask you questions. Rapid-fire is just meaning that there's going to be questions coming at you. You can take your time. I've had people say, can we come back to that question? And that is always okay. I'm not trying to paint you into a corner or anything like that, but are you ready for this? This
Let's
is
going to
be more for your game. This is for you and your game. Okay, here
Let's
we go.
Let's do it.
If you had to choose ride or walking, what would you do?
Ooh, I would say riding.
Okay. Do you think Tiger Woods will ever win a tournament on the PGA Tour again?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. It's not looking good. He's not even playing in the Players.
Nope.
What's your view? What's your view on music on the golf course?
Oh, so this is a good one. Recently, I used to be a big music person. Over the last couple of times I've played, and I've played in a kind of a group setting, a Stableford with inside of my club, I listened to no music, and I felt myself more locked in and more competitive. Mm. And so I stopped listening to music, and I'm focusing on my game as I play.
All right. That's fine. That's not, hey, to each their own. What's your biggest pet peeve in the game of golf?
Oh, it happened to us the other day. Somebody missed a shot and they went off into the woods. We're coming up to the tee box. They turned all the way around, couldn't find their ball. They came to the tee box to hit off again. And at that point, you're just like, come on, man, take the drop, count the stroke, move on. So coming back to the tee box after you teed off looking for your ball for 5 minutes. Biggest pet peeve.
All right. Hey, no, that's the first time someone's ever said that, but that's true. Just we're not PGA pros. Just drop the
exactly.
ball.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Who's your favorite PGA pro of all time?
Oh, okay. So most recently, Minwoo Lee has become one of my favorites. I love his personality. I love what he stands for. I love that he's kind of, as we call him, the meme creator, right? Let him cook, was a really cool thing. Seeing him play this weekend at, API was super cool. But I actually grew up, a big Vijay Singh, I loved him. I thought that how he acted on the course was awesome. I thought his game was incredible. I used to go to tournaments and watch him as kids. And so Vijay Singh was kind of like my idol growing up in golf, which was really cool. And he actually, his ball hit me at a tournament way, way, way back in the day when I was a kid. And he came up to me, handed me a golf ball, signed a glove for me. And I told him I wanted to be just like him when I grew up. And I will like always remember that. And so he was just somebody that I looked up to. I loved the way that you know, a lot of these players on the PGA Tour today, they kind of act a little too entitled to be on that field. Mm-hmm. And they don't really give recognition to the people who spend hundreds, if not thousands of dollars to come watch them play golf and support them and love them. And I think Vijay Singh had that in him where he was just like, he was so grateful for all these people coming to watch him play golf. And I kind of then found myself liking, you know, Minwoo Lee because of the same thing. He, you know, at the API, I went to the Pro-Am with my little daughter. I have a 2-year-old daughter. And I stopped him. I was like, hey, man, can I get a picture? And he graciously just smiled at me, leaned down to my daughter, said, hey, how are you? And took a picture with us. It just felt like in that moment, it was like, whoa, like he really does care about the people coming to watch him play. And I have so much respect for that outside of their golf game. So
that's awesome. Great, great stories there. As someone that's golfed for your whole life and got a little burnout, this is a good question. What advice would you give for beginners?
I think the biggest thing for me is consistency, not power. Focus on being consistent at your game of golf. Focus on doing the right things without trying to smack the crap out of the ball, because it's not necessary, right? We have one of our club pros, and the reason he's won so many tournaments at Four Seasons is because he's consistent. Every single shot is right down the middle. It may not go 250 yards. It may not go 200 yards, but every shot he's consistent, and that's what makes him win. And so I would say consistency over power all day long.
Do you have any superstitions on the golf course?
I do. If I am in a divot, if my foot is in a divot, I have to move my foot, even if it gives me off of like my trajectory of my movement. My foot cannot be in a divot or a hole or anything. It makes me feel like I'm uneven or off balanced. And so every single time I do that, and then I always have to have a tee in my pocket, always. If it doesn't matter if I'm walking up to the tee box or the putting green or whatever, I always have to feel if I have a tee in my pocket. So,
all right, good stuff. What do you think is your favorite golf movie if you had to pick one?
Goodness, I would have to say the cliche, you know, Happy Gilmore. He's one of the best. I hope to meet Shooter one day. I know he goes to a lot of tournaments now and a lot of golf events. So it's just a good fun movie of like people getting into golf who's never been into golf.
What is currently in the bag in terms of clubs?
Oh, so I just got the new Mizuno Hot Streaks. They are some of my favorite clubs. They've added about, I finally got refitted now that I'm a little bit older, more of a dad bod, which is great. And so I got fitted recently over the last couple of years. So I have the Mizuno Hot Streaks. I have a Scotty Cameron mallet putter and the Ping G410. Driver. And then I have all of the, crap. What are the 50, 60 degree wedges?
There's a
Vokies. Vokies. I got the Vokies in there. So, I'm a big Vokie fan. And then love my Scotty Cameron, but that is the worst part of my game, which is putting. So,
okay. What's your favorite golf ball right now?
Oh, Vice. So I'm playing with the Vice Pro Plus. It's like a sunrise looking ball. So it's yellow on top and orange on bottom, and it kind of like meshes together. I've been a big fan of Vice over the last couple of years. I love their golf balls. I think they're a great price point, you know, for someone who's trying to get into the game of golf as well. And I think their brand is also really, really cool and just kind of jives with what we're doing at Par Four. So hopefully get them on as a sponsor someday.
Yeah, that would be awesome. What if you could choose in baseball when players are coming up to bat, they get to choose a song that they would hear as they walk up to the plate. Yep. If you could have a walk-up song up to the first tee, what would it be?
M83 Midnight City.
All right. You knew that right off the bat. Some people really struggle with that one. You must have listened to a podcast and thought about it. But that's fine. All right. Hey, a couple more for you. If you have a miss, is it a slice or a hook?
Oh, it is a slice.
Okay. At least it's better than both.
Yes.
All right. Two more. What is your favorite social media app? And you can't say par four.
Yeah. I would say TikTok, and the reason why is because we've grown a massive following with so many people, so many younger generation who's getting into golf. It's really cool that people are posting their videos about their home course or how they're playing, why they're playing, what got them motivated. We've grown over to 11,000 followers over the last couple of weeks on TikTok. Just literally commenting and talking to people about their game and why they got involved. And it's been really cool to easily connect with people on TikTok, which I didn't think was going to be a big social app for us. But, you know, I think that's exactly where content creation starts.
I haven't dipped my toes into the TikTok waters yet. Maybe I should. I don't know.
It's overwhelming at first because there's so much content. And then you get in and you're just like, okay, cool. This is awesome. You get a little bit of everything in the world of golf. So,
all right. And last one, it's a scenario. You have 225 yards to the green, par five, your second shot, water in front. Are you going for it? And if so, what's your play?
225. So I'm probably taking my my hybrid, and I have water in front. I'm probably aiming to the right side of the green because I know if I miss, it'll go right. So my miss is right.
A little bailout. There you go. That's fine. Good stuff. So, Ethan, last chance. Is there anything else you want to plug as it pertains to the app or anything that you have going on with your company, or plug social media handles, all that good stuff? Do that now. So for all the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So everything on all social medias is par4app. So no matter what social media, you know, and then also par4.com, you can actually join our wait list. We have about 500 members right now that have joined, which is incredibly cool. You know, I think the biggest thing that what we're trying to do is trying to get every age of every person of every skill type of golfer with inside of par four, really trying to grow the game of golf, really trying to give everyone an opportunity to either have a voice in golf or show their skill or content creation in golf. And so being a golfer my entire life, I think this is a really cool opportunity to mix the two things that I'm absolutely passionate about together for one. And it truly, truly does excite me. We're currently talking to some really, really big names in the game of golf, which is super exciting. And I think that we truly have an opportunity to change the way that people view golf live. As kind of in your YouTube, you know, podcast, we're seeing numbers on content creation on social media and platforms like that go up. And we're seeing numbers on PGA and LA and LIV kind of go down, right? I think this is a perfect opportunity for any type of golfer anywhere in the world to watch golf live.
I love it. I'm going to check it out myself. Ethan, thank you for your time. Everyone else that's listening, make sure you check out the Fairways and Dreams podcast coming up this Thursday. But Ethan, again, thank you very much. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff, for the opportunity.